The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You're very welcome back to the show, and I am delighted to be joined now on The Hard Shoulder by the fashion and lifestyle blogger Louise Cooney, host of a new Go Loud podcast, Louise Cooney's Open Book. Louise, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks so much for having me on.
And you're very welcome. We're kind of three episodes in, I think. Is that right, in the podcast? It's going well?
Yes. Wednesdays, we release our new episode on the Go Loud app, and then everywhere else you get your podcasts. And it's great. We have had amazing authors on so far. We've lots more lined up. We've kind of well-known personalities as well, not just authors, like people who love reading and people who've written lifestyle kind of books. So it's for everyone, whether you're, you know, an expert or you're a novice, you know.
Well, you've given away a little bit of the premise there. So tell me a bit more. What is it about, the podcast?
So who we are and what we read, it's very like intrinsically linked. And the books, the podcast stemmed from my book club, which I founded in lockdown. I hate to say that word now in 2022, but it was October 2020 and I was stuck at home in Limerick where I hadn't really planned on being with my, you know, my family home. And I was getting fairly bored, as we all were, with the dark nights. I said, right, I need a way to connect with people. I'm usually quite a social person. So I set up a Zoom book club and lots of people signed up. We had a great community there. We had authors join us to review, you know, we could ask them questions. And it was just a really nice way to engage the audience. And now I suppose we're looking at the stories of books and how they've played a part in their lives. And I have, you know, the personalities, the guests coming on and we talk about it. And then I hope to get the audience involved, the listeners, the book club members. Mm. And it's just really nice to get different interpretations of what books have meant to them throughout their lives.
And what books have meant the most to you throughout your life?
Oh, God. I mean, it depends on what age I was, where I was. For me, one of my favorite books was probably one of the first books we did in lockdown was What I Know For Sure by Oprah Winfrey. It's kind of more of a self-help kind of a book when it comes to novels and fiction, which is probably my favourite. I love John Boyne, The Heart's Invisible Furies. Mm. I also love a bit of Marion Keyes. I hope to get them on the podcast someday. John Boyne actually joined our Zoom book club. It was one of the busiest we had. We had hundreds of people, literally hundreds of people on a Zoom. And it was just incredible, just chatting away. And he's just such a funny character, you know.
Does he kind of, do you get a little embarrassed by just the brilliance of these authors when they're when they appear? We were in a book club once, this is many years ago. Mm. I'm showing my age here. It was all done by email. Zoom didn't exist. Tim Butcher, who was the African correspondent for The Telegraph, ended up in our book club because we reviewed a book on Goodreads and he joined our book club. And such was his level of intelligence compared to the rest of us that he shamed us into disbandment almost.
Do you know what I find when you have people on the podcast and the type of questions that we ask? We start off with a quick fire round, like paperback, hardback. It kind of eases people into the conversation. And it's about kind of your life. Not necessarily tell me the fanciest book you've read. It's about, right, what's your first memory of books? Another question we ask, what's the best love story ever told? And people can answer these so differently. Or what book has been your greatest teacher? What's on your bookshelf? Like, they're really like questions that we can all kind of relate to.
Yeah, that's which makes it accessible for a huge audience.
Yes, totally.
So, I mean, this was born then of boredom, if we'll put it that way, during lockdown. And if lockdown had not happened, I mean, what would you have been doing? What was the day job, if that's how we'll describe it?
I've started my career in marketing and communications, and then it kind of stemmed into blogging and content creation. So I'd moved to New York doing that right before the pandemic happened. So, and then I moved back to Limerick. I was living in Dublin before that. So I went Dublin, New York, Limerick, back up in Dublin. So it's been a lot of it's been a bit of a roller coaster, but I'm so happy to be home now. And I've got a lot of things going on, you know, so it's nice. It feels like I am where I'm supposed to be.
And that transition from actually working, say, in marketing, where you're an employee of someone to like the world of kind of influencing, if we'll describe it that way, that kind of catch-all term. Is it kind of a something that happens through incremental change, or is there suddenly, I don't want to be an employee, I want to be an influencer?
No, definitely not that way for me. Like, I never set out to work for myself, and especially in an industry that was so new at the time. It was 2017 when I went full time, but I started doing it. It was something I really enjoyed and I was good at, and I could see the traction and the opportunities there and the travel opportunities and also the opportunities to make money out of it. And now, like 5 years later, it's a complete established industry where there's agencies and there's very strict rules and, you know, everyone knows about it. But then it was very new. The word influencer wasn't even a thing. So I kind of, you know, I took a calculated risk. I saved enough, say if I didn't make another cent in the morning, I had enough saved for 6 months. At the time, I was making more money from it than I was from work. I said, why not just take this chance? It seems like it makes sense for now. And it has, like, it's paid off. But like saying that, I mean, every day I wake, well, maybe not every day, but I wake up quite often and I'm like, we have to work hard at this because it could be all over tomorrow, you know, because there is no sense of safety, or you don't get holiday days or sick days, or, you know, you have to work continuously hard and craft.
It's sometimes when I hear yourself and others speaking about it, I'm often like, it sounds like you've got this like insatiable beast that you just have to keep feeding.
Yeah.
Which maybe is kind of a glass half empty way of looking at it. But anyway, that's just the sense I get.
Yeah. And you know what? I think when I was 24 and I left work, that suited me, like that, the kind of flexibility of it and the ability to travel and work from anywhere and work with so many exciting brands, it really, really excited me and I loved it and I still love it. But I have other things now, I suppose, that are taking more of my time. So I have my own activewear business and I have my own wine spritzer coming out. We have the podcast, and all of these things were built from the audience that I created for myself. And it would have been a lot harder to start these brands and build these companies if I didn't already have that audience there. It's one of the hardest things about starting businesses.
Yeah, because you know, there'll be a certain cohort listening, and I'll be accused of ageism, but maybe kind of above 40 odd or maybe 45, and they kind of roll their eyes a little bit when you talk about, you know, being an influencer. The way you describe it, the way others describe it, though, it's about creating a brand and marketing that brand. That's what it is. You just happen to be that brand. Is that fair?
Yes, and I think, you know, it's unfair to paint everybody with the same brush. You know, you're not going to like every radio presenter, you're not going to like every TV presenter, every politician. Everyone is quite different with the way they take on their jobs. And for me, it is a constant like self-analysis and being very self-aware and being careful what you post online, and also giving back. Like, I do my fair share for charity as well, and it's very important to me. So yeah, I don't think it's fair to paint everybody with the same brush, and I think I work very hard, and anyone who knows me knows I work very hard. So yeah, that's how I've ended up where I am now, doing a million different things.
Yeah, does it put a lot of pressure on you? You know, does it, because when, you know, again, in an industry like this or in any other industry, you know, somebody is leaving, and a phrase you often hear is, well, listen, graveyards are full of irreplaceable men. Mm. You know what I mean? Like the show will go on. That doesn't really apply to you, though. I mean, you can't kind of, I'm going to resign the job in the morning, because then the brand disappears. The brand is you. So there is a personal pressure, however you
I mean, yeah, the,
it.
The biggest risk in all of these companies is me, because I am the sole person doing most of the jobs, you know. So yeah, that is a big risk. And say if I broke my leg tomorrow, you know, I'd be in serious trouble.
And are you constantly aware? Like, how does that pressure manifest itself? I'm sure some people water the duck's back. Others, it must be a bit wearing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm conscious of like my mental health and trying to avoid burnout. And I also, I've talked to a life coach, and, you know, just to make sure I'm on the right path and I'm in the right business. And I'm prioritizing every day the things that need to be prioritized. Yeah, it is a lot of pressure, but you know what? I think I'm on the right track and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and hopefully it'll all work out someday, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a continual process of reinvention.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Life is. So listen, we have the podcast. You mentioned the clothing brand and everything else. What else on the horizon?
I think I have enough for now. I think that's it for now.
Plate spinning.
So I have a wine spritzer. I mentioned that briefly.
Yes.
So it's a wine spritzer. I'm making it with West Cork Distillers.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so we're working on that since March 2020. So it's lovely. It's a really like light option for if you're a wine lover like me and you don't want to crack open a bottle of wine after work on a Wednesday. You know, you can have one, and it's 67 calories in a can. It's really light, 5% alcohol. So it's, you know, less alcohol percentage than wine. And it's just really refreshing and tasty.
What's it called?
67 Spritz.
Oh, 67 Spritz. Yeah. Nice name as well. Louise, absolute pleasure. Thanks so many for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
And listen, as I said right at the outset, Louise's podcast is called Louise Cooney's Open Book, and you can get it on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcast. Louise, an absolute pleasure. Thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.